Brendan McCoy.
Explosions are the masters of creation. The Big Bang forged the universe, and the cataclysm carved the devour. Deprivation and seclusion did not hurt our minor ancestors. It only ignited the strength and craving for resources that still drive our current world.
A pirate? Hell. I'm just a deep space salvage operation with a bit of firepower.
I am designated Alabama. It does not mean anything.
I am a navigator, and the designation is Rudolph, not Rudolph. I do not remind people a second time.
The Frostling clans are gathering. The new High Queen has taken the throne of Midwinter and is ready to choose her consort and reforge the alliance of the clans. Clan Varenheim has a proud history, but my ancestors' dedication to protecting the realm has left our halls in ruins. I am the last lord of our house. I must win the Queen's favor and secure repayment for our sacrifices.
So, this is the little shit that's been causing me so much trouble. Of course, I'll just get my coat. Don't be stupid, boy. You're in my way. You brave, I'll give you that. But I'm ready to kill you. Understand, Forest Boy. If he's so sure, why the hell doesn't he get his ass down here and camp out in the freezing cold himself? Look at this thing. If it's a door, how the hell does it open? It's huge! What's Nico doing about those rodents crawling out of the cracks? They're evil. Scrawny, you heard that scream? That does not sound scrawny.
It was called the Chantry, from having in former times been in the possession of certain monks. It is contiguous to the churchyard of Barclay Castle, and the tower of St. Mary's Church overhangs the southern boundary of the shrubbery.
They're nibbling at thistles, stand Jim, Joe and Mary. On their foreheads, oh horrible, crumpled horns bud. There Tom with a tail and poor William all hairy, reclined in a corner, are chewing the cud.
I have since met with a considerable number of these Africans, who all agree in one story. People take the juice of smallpox, cut their skin, and put in a drop. They get a little sick, but nobody dies of it.
The alternative presented by the French government to His Majesty, in language the most peremptory and menacing, was the evacuation of Malta, or the renewal of war. His Majesty is actuated solely by a sense of what is due to the honour of his crown, and the interests of his people, and by an anxious desire to obstruct the further progress of a system which may prove fatal to every part of the civilized world.